Sportsnet 650.
He is the most outstanding player, named a few hours ago, and we welcome him to the show. Portavita, big man, how are you?
Hello. I'm great.
Well, it's been a nice little run for you in the last 10 days. So we congratulate you on the award and what you did for your country in getting him into the World Cup. But there's still work to be done. My question this, though, Kendall, is what has changed in your game and your personality since Carl Robinson gave you that armband and made you the captain?
Well, thank you. I think that this year I compromised with him to try to be way better than last year. And I know that last year wasn't the best season for me. So this year I knew that sharpen a few things, I could improve my play.
You and Tim Parker have a great partnership back there, different types of players. For you, what makes him a good defensive partner?
Well, with Tim, we understand each other pretty well. I think that sometimes when I don't come in a good day, he show up and vice versa. Or sometimes both of us are very, very clean. So I think with Timmy, it's easy to understand each other in the pitch because he's a great guy. He worked very hard. So I'm very, very, I like a lot playing with Timmy.
How did you learn to control your emotions on the field? Because last year there was a lot of times just, oh man, you just kind of lost it for a brief moment. How have you been able to really control that this year?
Well, I don't know. I think each year it is strange because I'm very emotional guy, and sometimes when I get very upset, I explode. But this year, I think things like 3 or 4 times before reacting. So I know that this year I doesn't want to get no red card and those silly things. So just trying to get my emotions relaxed.
Do you think that's just becoming more mature as a player, as a dad and a husband? I mean, just...
Yeah, I think that you have to... Every time, all of this is like learning. So all those bad things that happened to me in the past helped me to know and realize what was wrong or what is right to do. So just, how you say, being mature.
So we had Jake Nowinski in studio last week, and he said you are the disciplinarian. You're the strict guy in the locker room. Is that true?
I'm the what?
The strict. You're the leader, but also at the same time, you make sure everybody does their job in the locker room.
Well, I try to do things properly. Obviously, everybody have different personalities. But yes, when it's time to work, we have to work.
When was the last time you won a Most Outstanding Player Award? Were you always the best player in your teams growing up?
Growing up? Well, no. In our country, we doesn't like make a lot of those awards. But here, for me, I just want to try to win everything that I can.
Oh, but it must be nice for you to be acknowledged by media members and others to say, hey, you know what, you are a big reason why this team has had the success and could finish in first place in the West.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I think that when good things happen, it is great, obviously, because for some reason, and is that you are doing things well, and I'm very thankful with this club, with this community, and obviously I love here, Vancouver.
So, Kendall, you're playing Portland. It's a big match. It will decide where you are in the Western Conference standings to end the year. What is so difficult about playing at Portland? The visiting stadium there is not an easy one to play at. What makes it so difficult to play there?
Yeah, it is a good atmosphere. They know very good their field. And obviously those derby games are massive for us, especially this one, because we want to stay in the first place. And the only way is trying to win over there.
What kind of a soccer player, how different are you than when you first came here?
Well, I think I changed for in a good way. I improve different aspects. I think I know more how the games run in the league. So all of those experience helped me to improve each day and know how to play in those different scenarios.
Anybody who knows you knows Priscilla is the boss in the Waston house.
Yeah, for sure.
Priscilla being your wife. And she's a very good soccer and knowledgeable about soccer. Do you talk a lot of soccer with your wife?
I just can't tell you this. If I have a bad game or I receive a yellow or red card, not only Robo get pissed on me. I come home and she's the triple bad scenario for me.
Oh, three times Robo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, three times Robo.
Yeah. Here's the guest room you're sleeping in, and what were you thinking on that tackle? She'll give you that kind of instruction, won't she?
In the tackle which on last year?
Well, no, but when you make a when you have red card or something, she'll give you heck about everything, won't she?
Oh yeah, yes. Every little detail. Sometimes you say, "Oh, why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? Or why you didn't react quickly?" So sometimes I get pissed, but at the beneath everything, I know she has the reason.
Well, she would give you that much more love considering what you did a couple weeks ago. Can you explain to me that feeling and how you are treated now and maybe for a long time, Kendall Watson, in your hometown of Costa Rica? Because other than winning a World Cup with a goal, that goal in the dying minutes, you can't score a bigger goal for your country.
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. I think that was a magic night because how everything showed up in the last minute, scoring that goal to qualify to the World Cup, I think I just went crazy in the celebration. The stadium went mad as well. And, wow, everything was happiness. That same day I was having my fifth anniversary with my wife, so everything was coming together.
Are you recognizable in Costa Rica in a big way? And now will it be more so when you travel home?
Well, I think so. After that goal, everybody loved me. And I think from that night, 9 months after, a lot of babies gonna come.
You'll never have to pay for a meal in San Jose, Costa Rica ever again.
Big man, it's always a pleasure. I've enjoyed the time we've been able to spend together when I was around the team. We will see you again, and good luck in Portland and Puerto Vita, my friend.
Thank you so much, my friend. Always nice to talking with you guys.
Sportsnet 650.